St Vincent's are the 2010 minor champions in Longford following a 5-8 to 2-13 win over Northern Gaels in Sunday's final in Pierce Park. The Drumlish Ballinamuck selection were 3-8 to 1-3 ahead at half-time. The game looked like it was well and truly over, but Northern Gaels came back very strongly in the second half to make a game of it and push St Vincent's all the way. Coming up, we'll be hearing from the St Vincent's manager, Porrick Davis. But first, let's hear from Donal McGallagher, one of the joint managers of Northern Gaels. He's been talking to Denise O'Flaherty.
We're down by 11 points at half time, and we just came out in the second half. We said we'd give it a rattle and see how it went. But in the end, it was just a bit too far for us.
What did you say to the players at half time?
We just knew in the first half we didn't play at all. We came and we thought we were ready for it and we thought we were up for it, but we just didn't turn up in the first half. So we just said at half time, just start playing, and we know we've got it in you. And the reduce in the second half, it was just, as I said, a bit too far.
In all fairness, a lot of teams would, you know, go out in the second half, but you wouldn't have the same lift. But fair play to your players, they really put it up to Drumlish.
Yeah, well, look, we've trained hard all year, and there's no point coming to the county final and not performing. So we just said, you know, if we lose by one or two points, so be it. But at least we've tried, and we get the fairness to the lads. We gave 110% in the second half, and we can ask for much more than that.
They say goals win games, and that was it. You brought it down to 2 points at the end, but then they got the goal and that was it.
Yeah, like 5 goals. You never in your wildest dreams would have thought we would have conceded 5 goals. I don't think we've conceded 5 goals all year. But and that's what they say, goals win matches, so they got them on the day.
In all fairness, you scored 2-12. That would win many a game.
Yeah, probably it was good scoring. We had set our targets to get up around that score, and we did. We just conceded a bit too much in our own goals, so that went against us today.
What's it like being on the sideline compared to out in the field?
It's tougher because once the whistle is blown at the start of the game, you can't do much else. We thought we had them prepared well, and we trained hard, and at the end of the day, it just didn't go for the lads, but all credit to Drumlish, they really performed, and fair play to them.
Warwick, it looked at half-time that it was nearly game over, but by God, a great comeback by Northern Gaels in the second half.
Absolutely, yeah, and only we had that 11-point gap in that first half, where we played incredibly well, probably our best half hour this season. The game was pretty much up for us, only for we had that gap, because we couldn't, we knew the right good quality inside. I don't think anyone could imagine that Robbie Smith would be such a threat in the air. Every ball, high, low, 80-20, he was a serious threat. And it's probably the one thing that we weren't expecting, because I hadn't seen that all year with the county minors, that he actually was that
threat. I was going to say that, because you would have known him well from the minors.
I would, yeah. And he's a very, very talented footballer, very skillful footballer. He's a beautiful forward when in full flight. But he's not a big man. But the trouble that he causes with that high ball was unbelievable. For a solid 20 minutes, it was relentless. And as I say, only we had that 11-point lead, the game was up for us. We were beaten.
Today was a day when you wanted players to stand up. You know, James Noonan has been doing it all year, but Dermot Cooney, I'd say he ran him close for man of the match.
I say yes too, yeah. And the two lads have been outstanding all year for both club and county, and James in particular. I'm delighted that James got it. I'd say if you asked Dermot, he'd be the very same, because not alone was he the player of today's match, but he's definitely our player of the year. He's been absolutely outstanding since he came back to us from the county minors. He hasn't had one bad half hour of football. He's been brilliant, so personally delighted for him. Dermot is a superb player as well, and obviously he had to be thereabouts for man of the match.
In the first half, as you said yourself, it was one of the best minor performances I've seen of the year.
It was, yeah. There's no doubt about it. There were just everything we asked of them. To be honest with you, that's the best that we could have played. We couldn't have played any better than that. I'd say it was the best half hour, without a doubt. We got out with these bunch of lads in the last 4 years. They were incredible. But, at half time, and I told them, and we had covered every possibility at training on Friday night, I told them we could be 10 points up, we could be 10 points down, we could be in any position, so we're prepared for it. And we were that 11 points up, but mentally it struck a chord, and the Northern Gaels threw caution to the wind, and they almost stuck us in the end.
St Vincent's manager Porrick Davis there speaking with Denise O'Flaherty shortly after Sunday's win against Northern Gaels in the minor championship final for 2010.